Going into a sex shop can be overwhelming. You can spend hours browsing the shelves only to come home and realize you still forgot a necessary ingredient for your romantic night. Like a Kitten will ship you a gift box with all your erotic essentials, from vibrators and massage oils to robes and handcuffs. It's your one-stop shop for a perfect evening. This month, they're helping you choose your own adventure with their BYOB box, aka Build Your Own Box. You get to choose one item out of each of their six categories: toys, beauty products, lubes and cleansers, games, sexy accessories, and lingerie. What's amazing is that the box only costs $69, and some of the vibrators alone retail for more than $69. So the entire box of six gifts is a steal. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com and enter the code ERROTIC at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com and use code ERROTIC to get 20% off these incredible boxes. The link is in this episode's description.
Daisy bit her lower lip as Harry stepped into the car. He was a 21-year-old hunk, and the instant he walked into her driving school, she knew she had to have him. The instructor was in her early 30s, and still looked stunning with her long red hair and big blue eyes. With pale skin and perky breasts, she looked somewhat like a porcelain doll. Daisy had noticed Harry staring at her instead of at the road several times. And though she had to admonish him as a teacher, as a woman, she couldn't help but smirk. Every time she knew he was coming in for a lesson, she'd wear tight little blouses or dresses with low cleavage. She put on red lipstick and giggled at all his jokes, no matter how bad they might be. He was a silly 21-year-old. Not relationship material, but he was young and muscular, and she couldn't get him out of her mind. She could only imagine how good he'd look without clothes. "So, this is your fourth class. How are you feeling?" she asked, as he drove, and Harry flashed her a charming little grin. He was tall and athletic, with curly black hair and a strong jaw she felt deeply attracted to. "Great. Especially since my teacher is so hot." He paused, and she knew he was about to say hot. Instead, Harry backtracked and said amazing. "Aw, you're so sweet," she replied. And knowing she couldn't control herself any longer, the driving instructor placed her hand on his knee and squeezed it sensually. "I think you're so amazing, too." She winked his way, letting Harry know that she was fully aware of what he had been about to say. He blushed at that, his eyes darting at her hand on his knee, for a moment before he slipped it right back towards the road. But she didn't stop there. Oh no. Her hand continued to trail up and up his thigh until she was brushing her fingers against his zipper. "You need to learn to concentrate, even when there are distractions in the car," she purred hotly, and Harry gulped hard, trying his best to drive as he had been taught. Daisy idly caressed his erection over his jeans, softly enough that it was merely a brush. She wasn't going to give him a handjob while she was teaching him to drive. She'd lose her business if he crashed. But teasing him this way kept her student nice and stiff, and ready for everything she had planned once they were done with the lesson. This time, she didn't have him return to the driving school when the lesson was about to be over, but rather, a lonely parking lot, where they'd have some privacy. He gulped hard, giving her a lustful look, as she unzipped his pants at long last. "I want to fuck you, Harry," she purred hotly, now speaking without any coyness. This was what she ached for. And this was going to be what she'd be getting. Fuck yes, the young man replied huskily. And they crawled towards the back seats, where they could be more comfortable. Daisy pulled his t-shirt over his head, aching to see his abs. And she wasn't disappointed. He had an amazing six-pack, and was firm all over. You're just as hot as I imagined you'd be. Let's see if your cock matches my expectations as well, she whispered, and didn't even bother removing his pants. She just lowered them enough, along with his underwear, to set his dick free. And as it bounced lewdly, she opened her mouth with delight. It wasn't just big. It was huge. She salivated, aching to feel it deep inside her. Eagerly, Harry pulled her dress over her body, tossing it aside, and he gasped loudly as he noticed she wasn't wearing any underwear underneath. No bra, no panties. She was wearing nothing but her birthday suit, and the driving instructor looked incredible in it. Her tits were perky and full, her stomach lean, her pussy shaved and already wet. I came prepared, she purred, winking at her student, letting him know she had planned this before even he got inside the car. Thank God for that, he grunted with arousal, moving his hands and cupping both her tits at the same time, moaning with delight. They were so firm, so gorgeous, and her nipples got erect so soon. Daisy didn't lose any time straddling his lap, grabbing at his cock, and rubbing its bulbous head against her folds. He felt her entrance so hot and moist. Harry couldn't help but let out a low growl. I'm going to fuck your brains out, Harry, she said, and impaled herself with his cock, just as she leaned in and kissed him. Their tongues danced together as she began to ride his cock, moving up and down his length. Her walls were so tight around his dick, and Harry moaned against her lips, tongues dancing together passionately. Harry squeezed her tits even harder, toying with those erect little nipples, flicking them, pinching them, loving the way she moaned and squealed whenever he got a bit rougher. It was so sexy, so forbidden to be fucking a student in the car she used to teach them how to drive, even if he was certainly of age. And that naughtiness only made this whole situation hotter. She bounced on his cock faster and faster as pleasure started to build up inside her, rising and rising all through her body. She seemed to be tingling all over, her pale skin now flushed, her pussy clenching fiercely around his cock. Yes, yes, fuck. Ride me harder. Faster, please, he grunted with arousal, breaking free from her lips to gasp for air. Call me teacher, she whispered back, winking hotly, and he grunted with arousal, lowering one of his hands toward her hips to slam her harder against his lap every time she impaled herself with his massive dick. Ride me faster, teacher. I need you so badly. I'm so close, he replied at once, feeling his cock throbbing hard inside her tight pussy, his balls tensing, his thighs twitching. Yes. Your cock feels so good. You're such a naughty boy, she purred, bouncing on him faster than ever, so much so that she almost bumped her head against the car's roof. She began squealing and moaning with a high-pitched tone, and Daisy was thankful no one else was parked in the lot, because they'd be coming to see what the hell was going on in her car. Her tits bounced lewdly. At least one of them did. The other was being squeezed and caressed, almost obsessively by the younger man, and she adored the way he toyed with her nipple, pinching it so roughly. Eventually, the pleasure became too intense to bear any longer. Waves of pleasure spreading from her pussy to the rest of her perky body. And Daisy didn't fight it. She gave in to the ecstasy, feeling herself tensing from head to toe, arching her back as she let out one last, long moan that never seemed to end. The way her pussy clenched and massaged his cock so fiercely during her orgasm pushed Harry onto the brink, and he closed his eyes hard, thrusting up even deeper into Daisy's pussy. He came hard, filling his teacher up with shot after shot of his seed. They remained there for a long while, trying to catch their breath, perspiration coating their flushed skin. Eventually, Daisy slipped off his deflating cock, grabbed her dress, putting it back on hurriedly. "Come on, get dressed. I have another student soon," she hurried him, moving to the front of the car and waiting for him to do the same. "Okay, okay," he grunted lazily, feeling sleepy after his orgasm. He pulled up his pants and put on his t-shirt. "Can't you drive back?" "No, it's still your class, and you need to learn," she scolded him, rolling her eyes at Harry. He was dumb as rocks, but she didn't really care. There was no doubt that this boy wasn't boyfriend material. No way in hell. But that didn't mean she couldn't still fuck him 3 or 4 times before he got his driver's license. That was for goddamn sure.